in her garden. 100 years on, Kate Kennedy has been examining the events surrounding the first big radio hit.
So here we are in the woods.
Yeah, well,
how would it have looked on that day?
Actually take you around and show you.
There were a lot of engineers worrying this was
ever going to happen.
She must have been so relieved when the bird began to sing.
The Cello and the Nightingale, tomorrow evening from 7:15. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This Saturday night on BBC Radio 3, it's 9:30 now. Time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Hello, thanks for joining us. We're starting in Cameroon with Carice Fotso, who turned down a career in biochemistry to pursue the path of music.
I'm a sweaker to a when man. Even wako willy to a when man. Even wako to a when man. Abogo we kukui to a when man. To back out away your way. To a top nezu wo. Taba follow one low way. To a number burni wao. To a when mo ye ke. To a when mo ano. To a when mo. To have when more kegge.
Amani lele. Amani lele. Amani lele. Amani lele.
I must wake to have when more. Even what we
singer Carice Fotso, whose music is influenced by Afro-pop, Mangambo and blues. And that album Mokte came out in 2014, but I've only recently become acquainted with it. I was on tour with my band last month, and you always spend a lot of time in the van with everybody taking their turn to choose the music. So we had everything from traditional Gaelic song to Britney Spears to dub reggae, and I'm not going to play you any of those today, but along with our road trip to Lima, Peru, I am going to slip in a few more gems from the Tunes from the Van series, including these next two tracks, starting with this little taster from the upcoming album by Itai Armon, who specialises in playing the Persian tar, a kind of long-necked lute. Now, Itai Armon has travelled a lot and been influenced by various different traditions, including Armenian, Greek and Turkish music, but this track is his own interpretation of traditional Persian scales called Chahar Mezrab that are played on top of a makam, in this case a Persian makam called Hezar.
Sayyidim Khaw Shinook سيرب كو شنو قرينا ممخر لا واي دوستي ديرين دا دوغ دوارا من گرفت آروم ببند و دعوت هر خون به قربان دو زلف خواهد های یهدا ای هاوار های داده ای اوه های داده ای اوه های داده.
And even if you don't understand the Kurdish language, you can feel the yearning in that song about unrequited love, sung by Mr. Behzad Moradi from the group Rustak, one of the best-known bands in Iranian contemporary folk music. And you can find that and other songs from Kurdistan, Balochistan, Azerbaijan and more on their album Among Eternal Suns. And here's a love song of a different kind, written and sung by Martin Simpson. Well, it's simultaneously a love song and a protest song, highlighting the plight of the endangered hen harrier, one of our rarest birds of prey here in the UK.
Constellations shine among the budding heather and ling and the jade-green berry bushes. The oak eggers are on the wing. The stone chats and the pipits fly in spring lap wings and curlews cry. But there is something missing. There are no dancers in the sky. And the bird completes the skyline. That is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pale ash grey sky dancer, or this wasteful cruelty? At 15 I saw the falcon fly at Simmons' yacht on the River Wye. Scarce and unexpected then, rare treasure in the sky. Mid Wales 50 years ago, the red kite's beauty lit the snow. Now I might see the everyday falcon on the city cliffs, red kites by the motorway. And the bird completes the skyline, that is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pearly ring-tailed harrier, or this shooting gallery. Now the heathland it is burning up above the valley towns. The greedy flames consume the peat, so when the rains come down they pour across the moorland's wreck and overwhelms the stream and beck, bursts the banks of stream and beck and floods the town again. The bird completes the skyline, that is clear to see. An empty sky is a heartbreak, so what is it to be? This life-supporting landscape, or this brutal tyranny? skyline that is clear to see. An empty sky's heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pale ash grey sky dancer, or this wasteful cruelty?
Singer, songwriter and guitar legend Martin Simpson there with the title track from his new release Sky Dancers. And it was actually TV presenter and naturalist Chris Packham that commissioned Martin to write that song about hen harriers. And Martin's full album is out now on Topic Records. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. We've got a road trip from Lima, Peru coming up soon, as well as sounds from Brittany, Armenia and Cameroon. But let's have a Moroccan-themed double now, starting with singer-songwriter Oum, live in Marrakesh.
Thank you.
Group Daraa Tribes, and they come from the Daraa River Valley of Morocco. Each band member coming from a different tribe, which means they can all draw on their various ancestral traditions and combine them to create the band's own slant on Saharan blues. And before that, you heard Moroccan singer-songwriter with a track from her album Dakhchi, live in Marrakesh, which came out a few weeks ago. And it's time now for our latest road trip. Beto Arcos travels to Lima, Peru, to explore the Afro-Peruvian tradition and to trace the history of that quintessential Peruvian percussion instrument, the cajon.
I'm Beto Arcos. Hello from Lima, Peru. I'm at Casa Cultura Repercute in the historic barrio of Chorrillos. That's master cajon player, singer, dancer, and composer Marco Campos, teaching an Afro-Peruvian drumming style called festejo. The sound of the cajon, or more precisely, Afro-Peruvian cajon, is one of the most distinct drumming sounds on the planet. The cajon was born in Lima in the mid-1800s, and it's part of the nation's cultural heritage since 2001. Marco is the son of Ronaldo Campos, founder of legendary group Peru Negro. For many years, Peru Negro was the country's leading Afro-Peruvian music and dance ensemble. Here is Peru Negro with a traditional dance called Son de los Diablos, or Dance of the Devils, recorded in the early 1970s. You will notice the main percussion instruments are the cajon and another instrument called cajita, or little box. That's the dance and music ensemble Peru Negro with the piece called Son de los Diablos. The cajita is a small wooden box with the top opened and closed with the left hand while the right hand hits the sides with a stick, all in rhythmic time. It has no parallels in the field of percussion instruments in the Americas. Thanks to the work of Rafael Santa Cruz, the cajita was recognized as cultural heritage of Peru in 2007, in connection with the Afro-descendant population. Here is a very special recording of cajon and cajita, played respectively by the father and son duo of Rafael and Jair Santa Cruz. That's the father and son duo, Rafael and Jair Santa Cruz, playing cajon and cajita. It's important to note that until the late 1960s, the percussion instruments played in Afro-Peruvian music consisted of cajon, cajita, donkey jaw, scraper, and the cowbell. Up until then, there were no drums with skins or membranes on them. For hundreds of years, drums were considered pagan and were forbidden by Spanish colonial rulers and the Catholic Church. The person responsible for the reintroduction of drums with skins in Afro-Peruvian music is Guillermo Nicasio Regueira, a.k.a. El Niño, a musician from Cuba. In the mid-1940s, Nicasio had been on tour of South America with a Cuban group and decided to stay in Lima and integrate into the Afro-Peruvian community, founding a family. Then, in the late 1960s, renowned composer Nicomedes Santa Cruz asked Nicasio to show him some Afro-Cuban drum beats that could go well with Afro-Peruvian music. Macarito Nicasio, grandson of Guillermo Nicasio, says the first contribution of his grandfather to Afro-Peruvian music is the toque de palo, which is also commonly played in Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. That beat is used in the Afro-Peruvian style called festejo. Here is the first recording of Afro-Peruvian music using drums with skins. The album is called Canto Negro by Nicomedes Santa Cruz y su conjunto Cumanana, featuring Cuban musician Guillermo Nicasio Regueira on Afro-Cuban percussion and singing. That's Nicomedes Santa Cruz y su conjunto Cumanana with a song called Ritmos Negros. There are a number of families associated with Afro-Peruvian music in Lima, such as the Campos and Nicasio families. Other significant family names are Santa Cruz, Vázquez, De La Colina, Ceballos, and Lobatón. Another important family name is Vallumbrosio from the province of Chincha, 200 kilometers south of Lima. Chebo Vallumbrosio is a band leader, choreographer, and dancer from the town of El Carmen, Chincha. He says the song called Toro Mata, one of the most famous Afro-Peruvian songs, comes from Chincha.
Viaja el Toro Mata. Yo te puedo hablar de otros géneros.
Vallumbrosio says there are other styles or rhythms like Toro Mata that traveled from the south, because these are agricultural areas such as Chincha, Cañete, or Saña in the north. Regions where enslavement was very harsh and the Afro-descendant culture was deeply rooted. So when the music and dance traditions arrived with migrants in Lima, they began to take hold and gain strength. This is why we have Toro Mata in Lima. There are dozens of different interpretations of the Afro-Peruvian anthem Toro Mata. Here's an exceptional version recorded in the early 1970s by singer Lucila Campos. Singer Lucila Campos with a soulful version of the classic Afro-Peruvian song called Toro Mata. Besides the percussion instruments, the Afro-Peruvian guitar is also an essential part of the music. Among the most important figures are Vicente Vázquez, Carlos Aire, Roberto Arguedas, and Félix Casaverde. Here is a bit of Casaverde's guitar suite, Cuatro Tiempos Jóvenes Negros, recorded live at the Festival Internacional de Cajón Peruano. That's a piece from master guitarist Félix Casaverde's guitar suite called Cuatro Tiempos Jóvenes Negros, accompanied by Mangue Vázquez on cajón, recorded live at the Festival Internacional de Cajón Peruano. Andrés Ceballos has been playing guitar since he was 17 years old. Like many Afro-Peruvian artists, he started dancing and playing percussion, learning all the basics from his family and later from professional musicians and teachers. Ceballos says one way to understand how Afro-Peruvian guitar is played is by following the clave or beat inherent in the style called festejo.
Pero creo que lo principal va a ser la clave. La clave africana, que la, viene a ser la clave del festejo, que es ta 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 ta.
Ceballos says the guide to an Afro-Peruvian beat is in the clave. He says it's the same as in the Cuban clave. That's the guide. Everything is built upon it. Ceballos is the musical director of ¿Qué tal Afro?, one of the most exciting bands I got to see in Lima. Here's a tune called Mi Música. The group ¿Qué tal Afro? With a song called Mi Música. For the past decade, women have been making strides in Afro-Peruvian music. Yvonne Muñoz is a 33-year-old dancer turned percussionist. She's been playing cajón and other percussion instruments since 2017.
Claro que sí, y no soy la única.
Muñoz says she's one of several women percussionists based in Lima. She says there are women of different ages and they're beginning to have an impact, and percussion is no longer only associated with men, but women are also a part of it. Here's Muñoz demonstrating a bit of her cajón drumming style. Muñoz has been part of the group Nova Lima since 2019. She does zapateo or footwork and plays cajita, donkey jaw, cajón, and more recently, congas. Here is Nova Lima's tune La Danza from their forthcoming album. That's the group Nova Lima with the song La Danza, featuring Yvonne Muñoz on cajón. One of the other Afro-Peruvian groups I got to see live in Lima is led by master percussionist Macarito Nicasio. The group is called Macarito y su Isueletu. Here's a song called Repicando, an homage to his father, who was a longtime member of the group Perú Negro.
Sabroso, como él.
Si los tambores hablaran, escuchara usted, señor. Macario sigue tocando y repicando con sabor.
Óyelo.
Si los tambores hablaran, escuchara usted, señor. Macario sigue tocando y repicando.
Mira,
con sabor.
La destreza de tus manos, todo el mundo la escuchó. La destreza de tus manos, todo el mundo la escuchó. Y con el grupo Perú Negro, repicando tu bongo. Y con el grupo Perú Negro, repicando tu bongo. ¿Qué?
Si los tambores hablaran, escuchará usted, señor.
¿Habla qué?
Macario sigue tocando y repicando con sabor.
A torilla.
Si los tambores hablaran,
Macario,
escuchará usted, señor. Macario sigue tocando y repicando con sabor.
That's Macarito y su Iswe Letu with the song called Repicando. 39-year-old singer and composer Jair Santa Cruz is the son of Rafael Santa Cruz, a musician, composer, actor, and author of El Cajón Afro-Peruano, the essential book on Afro-Peruvian cajón. The late Rafael Santa Cruz founded the group Afro-Peru with his brother Octavio in 1988. Today, his son Jair leads the band. Jair says now he has the responsibility to continue the legacy of not just his father, but the legacy of his great aunt Victoria Santa Cruz and his great uncle Nicomedes Santa Cruz.
Victoria y Nicomedes dejaron mucho musicalmente.
Jair says they left a big musical legacy and had a major influence during the Renaissance of Afro-Peruvian culture. Their poems and songs are still heard today. People can recognize them, especially in Latin America. You can see it on social media. Young people are still reciting the famous poem by Victoria Santa Cruz called Me Gritaron Negra, a very strong poem. People are still watching the interviews of Nicomedes Santa Cruz talking about the musical styles of Afro-Peruvian music. Finally, I would like to thank Julie Guillerot, director of Asociación Repercute, for her help with all the interviews, her kindness and generosity during my immersion in the Afro-Peruvian community of Lima. Here is the group Jair Santa Cruz and Afro-Peru from their latest album, Clan Destinos, with a song called Madera y Cuero, Wood and Skin, an homage to the legacy of the Santa Cruz family and the confluence of Afro-Peruvian and Afro-Cuban musical traditions. Until next time, I'm Beto Arcos.
Allá en los ochentas, un encuentro se formó. Tremendo era Macario, heredero del tambor. Seguía el legado de las tumbas y bongo. Hoy sigue jaraneando al compás de un buen cajón. Entonces se
Jair Santa Cruz and Afro Peru ending this week's road trip to Lima, Peru. Huge thanks as ever to Beto Arcos. And don't forget to subscribe on your BBC Sounds app and you'll receive all the latest road trip features without having to do anything more. Good evening. If you've just joined us here on Radio 3, this is Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell.
Plahi quando andare ne vedi che dei tu ritrano la plahi quando andare ne vedi che dei tu ritrano la plahi quando andare ne vi kerve budazi plahi quando andare ne vi kerve budazi che was a gawe handi che dei tu ritrano la che was a gawe handi che dei tu ritrano la che was a gawe hen ma me binani fotai che was a gawe hen ma me binani fotai ama ujo bayen danzi che dei tu ritrano la Mama rouge joyeuse danse des grey tout là. Mama rouge joyeuse danse pose tout en arrivant. Mama rouge joyeuse danse pose tout en arrivant. Mama rouge joyeuse danse des grey tout ritralon là. Mama rouge joyeuse danse des grey tout ritralon là. Mama rouge joyeuse danse pose tout en arrivant. Mama rouge joyeuse danse pose tout en arrivant. Lahi quand on dort les grey tout ritralon là. Lahi quand on dort les grey tout ritralon là. Lahi quand on dort les bouge garanti bai quando donne bebe bouge garanti bebe bouge bebe del tic dei tuoi talon la bebe bouge bebe del tic dei tuoi talon la bebe bouge bebe del ci lui contento te bebe bouge bebe del ci lui contento te la 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 la
That was a short traditional song from my classic artist tonight, Breton traditional singer and ethnomusicologist Yann-Franche Kemener. He was born in 1957, died in 2019, and made such an incredible contribution to the music of Brittany, collecting so many Breton language songs from the oral tradition and not just preserving them as museum pieces, but getting them out there into the repertoire again. I always think of him singing those fast dance songs like the one you just heard and marvelling at his articulation and the rhythm, the swing of it. He played such a huge part in the revival of the traditional Breton call and response singing for dancing. But Jan-Fange Kamener also wrote new songs and reinterpreted and reinvented some of the old ones. He played with some very innovative bands and artists like Barzaz and Skolvan. And also, in the year 2000, he began working with Aldo Ripoche, a classically trained cello and viola da gamba player. They made 6 albums together, exploring the traditional Breton song repertoire through the prism of Baroque music. And I'm going to play you my favourite track from their album Andorn. It's another traditional dance song set to a danse viselle rhythm, a dance step specific to an area in central Brittany. It's called Arvelien, which means priests.
Fota de vele yen alla cattuhare, ma fota de vele yen alla cattuhare, nel del finche sussi, la 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 la. L'arto vide nel gangio dei vosien, me l'arto vide nel gangio dei vosien, a cavo giungin due, la 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 boppa di nohalen. Me da la zohalen beuzo stakke ze nahan, me da la zohalen beuzo stakke ze nahan, venke vid ober mit ha, la 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 himke wat bejaman. Benigane de bugel kasset de vadien, benigane de bugel kasset de vadien, gele dikke weda han, la 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 la. Beve grede vade jan kane den te deem, beve grede vade jan na kane den te deem, beve teve de sakish, la 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 la. Hier je bugelen wat ori basco, hier je bugelen wat ori basco. Je hangt niet aan de persen, la 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 la. Hier die nieuwengen met het imeji, hier die nieuwengen met het imeji. Het is dan per wat distans, la 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 la. Zo er u omhoog kan ten nooit lezen, om zo er u omhoog kan ten nooit lezen. En we geven een beetje la 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 la. Ik mag zo woman maar ga wan mij excel, ik mag zo woman maar ga wan mij excel. Kapuur en kalf en duur, la 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 met de schitter daar aan. Neneske da hand de bevan katerje, neneske da hand de bevan katerje. Zo vocht de storm die zal, la 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 la.
Possibly the best known voice in traditional Breton music, today's classic artist Jan-Fange Kamener singing a dance song from central Brittany. And you can find that on 2004's Andorn, one of his duo albums with Aldo Ripoche. So let's have a new release now from Irish quartet Landless, Lily Power, Maeve Meir, Ruth Clinton and Sinead Lynch. And their second album, Lurach, is out this month. And from it, here's a song that was written by Ewan McCall for the 1960 BBC radio ballad Singing the Fishing. And it steers clear of the usual trope of my man's away at sea and I'm just sat here pining for him. And instead, you'll hear about the woman's own work, raising children, repairing fishing nets, and just getting on doing what has to be done. So, have a listen to Landless singing The Fisherman's Wife.
All the weak man's a wall, and all the weak abide your lane. All the time you're waiting for the minute that he's coming in. You know with what he has to work, you know the hours he has to keep, and yet it makes you angry when you see him just come home to sleep. Through the months and through the years, while you're bringing up the bairns, your man's a watcher here and there, a following shows of herring. And when he's back there's nets to mend, he may be got to score or
Hop, hop, turn the scale, turn the bar, turn the scale. Shut the rain, make a dance.
Armenian folk singing duo Inge and Anoush Arshakian, or the Arshakian sisters. And this is another one that popped up on Random Play when I was in the tour van with my band. And later, when I looked into the history of it, I discovered that back in 2009, the sisters represented Armenia in the Eurovision Song Contest. Not with that song, though, which comes from their earlier album, Tamzara. Now, we started tonight's programme in Cameroon, and we're coming full circle with this last track from one of our favourites here on Music Planet, Cameroonian singer-songwriter Blik Bassi, and this collaboration with Australian artist and producer Rye X explores the significance of water, not only as something that keeps us alive, but also its role or influence in music and poetry. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Love is back next week. She'll be talking to gospel soul group The Staples Junior Singers about their new album. But I'm going to leave you today with Blik Bassi.
Blik Bassi, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell. The programme was produced by Felix Carey.
New sounds this spring on BBC Radio 3.
Welcome to Classical Live.
This is Round Midnight.
Friday night is Music Night. Arrives on Radio 3,
my favourite station.
You can listen to all our programmes at a time that suits you on BBC Sounds.
Bows drawn, ready, steady, go.
Prefer jazz at breakfast?
A concert at midnight?
Or drama during the daytime?
I think the king is but a man as I am. Violet smells to him as it doth to me.
Listen to your favourite BBC Radio 3 programmes whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
On FM, on digital and on your smart speaker, this is BBC Radio 3. 10:30 on Saturday night and it's time for the New Music Show. This week, the second of two programmes from the Tectonics Festival in Glasgow. It's presented by Kate Mollison.
Good evening. Well, it's day two of this tremendous festival, this special brew of experimental music for orchestra and solo artists, for improvisers and, yeah, creative spirits on the edges of description. My ears are ringing. My brain is in overdrive. Tonight we're going to bring you highlights of Sunday's programme here at Tectonics. We have the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra playing music by Carola Boukholt, Mirela Ivicevic and Charles Uzor. We have some far-out improv from Roger Turner and Kyochi Makagami. And speaking of improv, this scratch band made everybody smile. This is the Imaginary Orchestra with Brian Irvine.
It's deeply
musically, aesthetically fascinating. Like, I know that we as an orchestra, we can make sounds that just could never really be achieved by any other mechanism. And so for me, like, some of the best music I've ever heard, I mean, it has been in the middle of one of these things where you go, what is that, you know? And it's like so exhilarating. It's like a way of finding new music or something.
Well, that is Brian Irvine talking about his imaginary orchestra. We're going to be hearing more from that interview, also from the orchestra itself later in tonight's programme. Well, first up tonight, a world premiere from the Nigerian Swiss composer Charles Uzor. The work is a BBC commission. It's called Breaking the Vessels, and that is a reference to 16th century Hasidic Jewish mythology, an accident in the Genesis where godly light in its abundance caused the breaking of three of the 10 vessels that were meant to store the light and thus started the interaction of good and evil, chaos and clarity, and the beginning of the world. Charles Uzor, in his programme note, includes some pretty major existential questions, such as, why are we here? How did everything come to exist? These are hefty topics to take on in a 19-minute piece.
Yeah, maybe they are too big, actually.
I'm not suggesting that, but where are you taking us?
I try to take you to a certain way of thinking, which is very strange to me. Was not brought up with a Jewish tradition, with the Hasidic mythology of the creation of the world. But still, I think it can be meaningful. I mean, it's the idea that light isn't essential for the creation of the world. And when light is so strong, well, in the beginning, light was so strong that it caused the breaking of the